Okay, good morning. Let's continue on in Olam Amidos this morning. Baruch Hashem, a new week, new opportunities to grow. Last week we discussed the tzitzis, right? The tzitzis for Rav Franz, right? The guy that was getting a checkup from the doctor. And he's wearing the train tzitzis. He's a 45-year-old man, and he's wearing train tzitzis from his mother from when he turned 3, right? And he goes, an hour. Okay. You know, we're in the middle of the shul, okay, you know? So, Baruch Hashem, beautiful. But really, our job is not to continue to learn Torah and to grow, you know, as we always were, but to challenge ourselves in our Torah, our Judaism, to figuratively take off our train tzitzis and put on big boy tzitzis throughout our lives, and to look at the Torah in a more mature way, and to grow in our tefillah and our avodas Hashem, you know, every opportunity that we have in each and every year. Obviously, the best way to do that and concretize that is by learning the parsha every single week. So he continues on and writes that what's most important for our avodas Hashem is preparation. Preparation is key. Hachana. To prepare and to reflect on our lives is so significant, right? To take moments daily, right? Apparently, there's a new trend around CEOs. I read this in, I think, in more than one book, actually. A new trend with CEOs is that they take breaks throughout their day where they literally shut everything off, because it's so challenging today with social media and with phones, is that you feel like you have to respond every single second of the day. So they take moments, either every single hour or a block of time throughout their day where everything from their life is shut off, right? 15 minutes, 1 minute, an hour. These things prove to create, you know, long-lasting effects on an individual. But preparation is key. To spend a few minutes on a Sunday or on a Motzei Shabbos and say, you know what? What's my week going to look like? So when everybody here was in business, I'm sure we did that in some way, and you had children running around, also you did that, thinking about doctor's appointments and responsibilities, who do I need to get back to, what deadlines are coming up. That's one level. And now that we're not in that parsha, right? Doctor's appointments are still there, more doctor's appointments, but what else can I accomplish? What free moments do I have? Where can I carve out time? Maybe I can come to davening a little bit earlier. Maybe this time, more time to spend with my spouse or with a child. Spend quality time with them. The reflection and the preparation is so key. Rabbi Soloveitchik writes that the challenge of our generation, right? He wrote the challenge post-Holocaust, a famous essay. It's written in Al HaTshuva, Sefer on Tshuva, that the challenge post-Holocaust for the Jewish people in America was whether we're going to keep Shabbos or not. People were fired as a result of Shabbos, right? And that was a challenge in every single home. That was a major, major nisayon. Sorry, we're learning today is sponsored by Zahava Noam Baron to come to your site with Norman's mother, Shana Etel Bas Mordechai Lev, Mrs. Ethel Baron. Our learning should serve as an Eloi for her neshama, began Eden Shel Mala. So that was a challenge then. And Rabbi Soloveitchik says, at a certain point, thank God, right, we had referendums and laws passed to protect the Jewish people from being fired over a Shabbos. And it's not an issue, because most businesses are closing Shabbos. It's not an issue. Right? What is the challenge today? Erev Shabbos. He says to be an Erev Shabbos Jew. To come home with enough time to prepare for Shabbos. Right? To be dressed, to be showered, for everything to be ready in the home, to help one spouse at home, right? To have time to do that, and time to come to shul, or time to sit at home with the chumash, waiting. The Gemara depicts it as yoshev u'mitzapeh, to sit and to wait, you know, anxiously for Shabbos to arrive, is very, very special.
Go to the early mincha.
Early mincha. There you go. Another plug. Yeah.
You know what the biggest test is for our Shabbos?
Yeah.
A snowstorm in the winter. In other words, when the snow starts to come down at hard at 11 or 12 o'clock, what time are you going to leave?
Right, what time are you going to leave? Yeah.
I remember Rabbi Marcus, Staten Island, always used to say, And he said that if you push the envelope and you wait until 2 o'clock, it's like
you're not going to make it home. Yeah.
You're taking too much of a risk.
Right. And then he continues and says that this helps us with nisyonos in life. This helps us with challenges in life. The more that we are prepared, right, beforehand, we're armed, then that gives us the ability to look at the world and our lives in a different way.
You know, if you looked at Forbes magazine last year,
yeah,
they have the 5 richest people in this country.
Yeah.
3 of them are Jewish, and 3 of them are Holocaust survivors. Sumner Redstone.
Okay.
The guy from Intel. And the third one, I forget.
Huh? All 3 Jewish.
You're saying 3 of the top 5 wealthiest people in America are Jewish.
Right.
And they're all Holocaust survivors?
Yeah.
Or their parents were Holocaust
survivors? No, they are.
Right. Right.
How old are they? I don't
know. Right. So what's the connection to...
No, I'm saying about...
they could be Jewish. I doubt if they're survivors.
Right.
Well, Sumner Redstone was.
I didn't know he was Jewish.
Andy Grove from Intel. He's an older man. And what's his name? The guy that not particularly... which is...
I don't know.
Okay, anyway. Go.
Okay. So he writes like this, that what's most important, he here's a mashal. The mashal ma davar doma is, Yann, it's just going to be your weekly push to come sit down for a minute, if you can.
He's gone.
That's it. He's gone.
2 minutes, yeah.
2 minutes. So...
Yes.
When it comes to a war, right, most of the time, the armies that are better prepared for every situation, right, Rabbi Lapp, tell me if I'm wrong.
A little bit louder, because I don't have my
ear. Army, when it comes to a war, the more prepared the army is, the better suited they are to win, you know, for a greater outcome. And he says that's true when it comes to our approaching our lives, right? The better prepared that we are for our lives, the greater, you know, we can overcome life challenges. The Yetzer Hara, we can overcome that, right? And that is so, so significant. But he says, and we'll continue with this next week, 1 second, that doesn't take away from the fact that we are all going to stumble and we are all going to make mistakes. That is a given. It's a given in life, but the more preparation that we have, the greater the ability we have to overcome.